Hi, my name is Tasia Smith, and it is June 1st, 2020, and I am 19 years old, and I just wanted to basically come here to kind of just say my piece on everything that's going on right now. Of course, I have not been on this thing in forever, so. There's most definitely a lot of changes that happened, but we're not gonna get into that right now. We're just gonna talk about what the fuck is going on. The George Floyd murder has happened, and the world is not the same at all. It's most definitely a lot more scarier out here now. Yeah, a lot of people are protesting because they're pissed. We're pissed, we're protesting because, of course, that's the actions that we have to take to give ourselves the attention, the justice, the closure that we need to do all this over, I'm saying, something that should have been handled by the system a long time ago, and what can you really say? In the US, it's like we are diverse. There are a lot of people coming from all different types of countries, places here, and there's a lot of colors, there's a lot of everybody, pink, purple, blue, We all are still living in the quote unquote United States, but what is there? What is that? United. Yeah. I don't know either. It's like we have to riot, what I'm saying, to protest, to get our word out, to try to get justice for something that's been going on for centuries, years, years and years, centuries, and constant. This shit happened so many times, you would expect to change, but nothing has changed. And it's really kind of, it's kind of troubling, it's not really comforting knowing that I, live in a country that could possibly, get torn down in any second. So I'm just, kind of upset that the world came to this, but same rate, it's like you gotta do what you gotta do. And I most definitely, am all for this protesting, but the looting and the rioting is becoming so much more dangerous than it has to be. Just all of this, because some selfish bastards don't want to lock up their friends. The system doesn't want to lock up their friends. They don't want to put their friends to justice. They don't want their people to get exposed for the truth. And all we really want is justice, and we want it to be fair. I guarantee you, if that man was white, he wouldn't probably even been on that fucking ground. George Floyd was a black man, just like the rest of our black people that have been victims of police brutality. And it's, if George Floyd was a white man, do you think that he would have even been on that ground? Do you think he would have even been fucked with? And that's the thing. It's kind of like we have to take this stand, and we are, but now it's like the consequences of the fucking public, people that don't care, people that are just being fucking selfish, people that are just being pricks, want to go and steal because it's fucking fun. Bitches making this shit a fucking trend on social media. You know what I mean? This is not a trend. This is for a cause, and everybody's taking this the wrong way. And it's disappointing, and it's scary. And like now is like what's the point? People got pissed off, because we were peacefully protesting, peacefully protesting. And then, some stupid assholes, in a fucking Target did not want to sell the peaceful protesters milk for tear gas because they were peacefully protesting. This shit has gone too far, yes, but it's like, obviously nothing's working. Obviously the looting is only making us look like we are just trying to overthrow the fucking system. That's what this shit looks like. This giving them a reason to try to, bring the fucking army and tear gas us and shoot us down and overthrow us, And all we fucking wanted was justice. Now we look all goddamn crazy and stuff. Like, it's just like, all this because of something that could have been solved and done and dealt with, Multiple cases of police brutality. All of this shit could have been way fucking different if our fucking president, was to take action. This is the fucking world that we live in, the U.S. that we live in, and at this point, it's kind of like, this is what happens when we don't have a leader, Our president isn't our fucking leader. Obviously, he's on Twitter calling us thugs, saying that if the looting starts and shooting starts, that's how our president sees our protesters. The looting started was because the peaceful protesters were pissed off that we weren't getting treated like some peaceful protesters. Why does it have to be leading into violence and fires and shooting fucking rubber bullets at peaceful protesters? Why? You don't got no fucking leader. We can't lean on this. We don't have Martin Luther King, Malcolm X. We don't got them, and they got gunned down for being real, for trying to make a change, for speaking up for what they believed in. And they got gunned down. So it's kind of like, the power for people that want to stand up and say something, Scary. Our president, he's not our fucking leader. Asshole's an asshole. I don't know. It's very, 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 very annoying when you see that this stuff has been happening for a while now, this protesting, and I completely stand for it. Like, police brutality, fuck out of here. Racism, fuck out of here. Totally. And I'm just like, man, I don't even know what we can do. Shit. I'm still sitting in my own backyard, people are literally putting their lives on the line to protest something that they believe in, and the system is doing nothing about it. I don't even feel comfortable anymore just living here. I can't go on social media, because I wanted to tweet how I felt about the George Floyd killing, about police violence in fucking general, but once again, social media is still social media. your shit will literally get watered down and misunderstood so fucking fast. And me personally, I don't have time to be explaining myself to some random strangers. I don't really give a fuck. At this point, I'm just raw outraged. I'm outraged. I'm scared. You know, I want change. We all want change. That's all we want, you know, and what the fuck is going on? Nothing. They just want to bring the military. They want to bring the fucking National Guard. They're literally cops, you know, showing their ass, you know, tear gassing peaceful protesters for one thing. Because we want justice. The fuck is that? It shows you how crooked our system is. But yet we are the land of the free. Colored people, every human on this earth, colored people, natives, black people, Asian people, all different types of people coming from all around the fucking world, coming to build this country. You know, and that's how they wanted to, that's how the racists want to treat us, like it's our fault. You know, this woman, I saw this video of this man in Central Park in New York City. You know, he just asked this woman if she could leash her dog, and I'm pretty sure everyone's seen it. And she got upset and threatened this man's life, saying that she would call the police to say that a black man is, I believe, I don't want to, you know, get the video wrong, I believe, threatening her or making her feel like, she said some bullshit, I don't know, but the video is online, you can look it up. You know, after this man asks for this bitch to leash her dog, this bitch literally called the fucking cops on camera, put emphasis on her lies. Multiple cases of black men getting locked up, getting beat, killed by the police because of some fucking lies. What the fuck is that? Who the fuck is you, bitch, to think that you are gonna get treated differently because you're wrong? Bitch, just leash your fucking dog. It's like nobody wants to be wrong in this country, or the bitches that want to be wrong are the most that don't want to be wrong. I'm so sorry. The bitches that don't want to be wrong are the most evilest ones in this world. Where we're at, like, I'm just saying, like, scary out here. But what can you do when all you want is justice? What can you do? How can you tell a black woman that you just murdered her own son, her kids, due to, say, not leashing a dog? Getting lied on, getting accused of rape, you know, black men, you know, getting accused of lied on, you know what I mean? Bullshit, because motherfuckers don't want to be wrong. How do you tell a black woman that you just killed her fucking baby? How do you tell a black family that you just killed their fucking family member? Black people every single day living knowing that we have to be more scared. We have to look out more. We have to do this more. We have to be more aware. Motherfuckers wonder why black women are so fucking angry. Because we don't get the justice. This world is fucked, but hopefully it gets worse before it gets better. Hopefully a miracle happens. I don't fucking know. All I know is that the world is tired. But this shit's not a trend. This shit is real life. I'm done.